bro, dude. Oh, dude. Oh, man, I didn't see you, man. I didn't see you. He's not breathing, dude.
Whoa, whoa, kid, what are you doing? Vehicular manslaughter is up to 15 years. Plus, you're drunk.
Broey man!
Broey man!
Are you real?
Maybe. Or maybe I'm an hallucination for all the DMT you smoked. Either way, I'm your one shot of freedom, okay? So take these extra absorbent paper towels and start wiping. We'll worry about the dents later.
Wow, thanks, Broey man.
You're welcome. And you know what the best part about this is? Our paper towels are superior in absorbency, but also they remove traces of any DNA and fingerprints. I mean, just look at that girl over there, okay, with the walk of shame she's doing right now. I bet you she's never felt cleaner.
They may have cleaned all their DNA off of me, but... I've definitely felt cleaner.
Oh, my ass.
Uh-oh. It looks like he's still alive. You know what to do.
Broey, we clean up messes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Normal World. I'm Dave Lando.
I'm Quarterblack Garrett. And joining us, as always.
Hi, Angela. Thanks. Yes, it's me.
That was a nice walk of shame you did.
Thank you. Yeah, that's some practice.
That was very good.
You and me both, sister. Yeah. I've walked out of a fraternity house covered in stick.
Oh. Hey, like and subscribe to the show. We appreciate you doing that and listening on the podcast side. Audio podcasts, they're a thing. People like them.
Oh, that's right. And that's Spotify, iTunes, yep. And please leave a review and rate us, yeah. And hopefully positively.
Yeah, but hey, even if it's negative, we appreciate that too.
Yes. Well,
it still counts as an interaction.
Yeah, that's true. So, go for that.
Screw you.
Yeah, if you're an awful person, you
are. Oh, yeah.
All right, you can see me May 18th in Henderson, Kentucky at Preston Arts Center with the beautiful Michael Loftus. But our guest, you can see with me May 11th in Billings, Montana. Please welcome back to the show from last week. And you can also see his movie, One for the Road, which we'll ask him about right now. Please welcome Derek Richards.
Good to see you guys.
Thanks for having me back.
Hey, it's my pleasure.
Good to see you.
You just walk in the door sometimes and we go, all right.
Come on. Absolutely.
Yeah, you just show up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just like, I'm like the Amazon order that you didn't order.
Yes.
But you're like, hey, free socks.
I just pretend it's my address and I open it up. And if it's something I want, I keep it.
Yeah.
If not, like, throw it on eBay. Call it a day.
I just get it off other people's porches.
Do what you got to do.
Yeah. I pretend it's mine.
No judgment.
Mm-mm.
Make your money where you can.
Basically, is when you touch it.
Yeah. Well, that's what if it's finders keepers.
Exactly.
That's how I treat Amazon packages on others' homes.
He squats on Amazon packages.
That's right.
You leave stuff out by the curb. It's trash, right? It's just a little further from the curb.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
That's how I get all my furniture and bed bugs.
That's so hot.
That's how I found my son's crib, was by a curb.
Good Lord.
It's.
I see people pick that stuff up all the time on the side of the road.
Yeah. Well, you know what sucks? You ever throw away a TV and they just come up and they cut the cord off of it for the copper?
Oh. No.
No,
I haven't seen that.
I don't know. I've never been mad about trash, but that's happened to me twice.
Like, I got out of my car for this.
Yeah,
man.
But you're like, dude, you take the TV. Don't just take the cord. What if somebody wanted the TV?
There's copper inside the TV, isn't there?
I don't know.
There probably is.
But this monster.
It's like 6 feet of copper wire.
What a mean trick.
And I've seen twice this has happened when throwing away a TV.
How much is copper worth that you'd get out of a car and snip a power cord?
Dude,
I can't even.
Just, well, if you're watching and you're the one who did that, I hope you burn in hell.
That's just such a stupid thing to do.
I know, but I've seen it twice.
That's worse than killing
your own pets.
Take
the whole damn thing.
One time a guy...
It's free. Just take it.
Wanted a fridge. Well, he was taking like TVs or whatever I was throwing out. It was like massively heavy stuff that you'd hope the garbage men take. If they don't...
Like, wink?
Yeah. And then I was like, I'm throwing away a fridge if you want it. And he's like, yeah, I'll get it. And he came in and he's like, I got it. And he looked like Hulk if he had done meth for many years. And he didn't need help. He's like, no, I got it. And he like picks it up. And then he starts telling me the story about how his daughter was a Playboy model who was brutally murdered. Like, as he's carrying the fridge out of my house. And I'm like, okay. He's like, yeah, I've never been the same since. Like, holding a refrigerator.
No, I can tell.
But yeah, I'm like, yeah, no, you seem balanced. He's like, yeah, I do appreciate the fridge, though. Keep a nice cold six-pack in here. I'm like, yeah, or bullets. Okay.
Yeah. Whatever, or a head or something. Yeah.
Whatever you want to hunt.
Or your dead daughter.
Dang, Derek. Wow.
Don't ask questions, man.
Is this thing roughly 5'8"?
What's the volume inside this
can
here?
Can hold 130 pounds?
I was a sole pallbearer. I can handle this fridge.
Oh, God. I just want to know what you said that precipitated that conversation.
Nothing.
It just popped out?
Hey, check out this Playboy.
Yeah, there's like, yeah, yeah.
He's like, that's my daughter. She was murdered.
Yeah, my little queen. No?
Yeah, I had her poster up, ironically.
What are the odds?
Funny story.
That's my dead Playboy model daughter.
Oh, this is interesting. This fridge is white. Speaking of white, my daughter was.
Notice I said was.
Was. Yeah. Now she's very blue.
Past tense.
Almost a black hue. How do you know? I still have her.
I try to throw her away with the trash by the side of the
road.
I eat
dinner
with her every night.
There's a reason I need a new fridge. Anyway, yeah,
it was an experience.
Yeah. Yeah, it was sad. But yeah, we now know why he needed the fridge.
Well, especially the fact that the guy was in your house. Because now once that conversation starts and it's in your kitchen, you're going, oh, this can't leave fast enough.
No. And now he knows where I live.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah.
Yeah. And now he's going to come around looking for trash, which he did for a while, which you could see him coming in his truck like it was Jeepers Creepers.
Oh, man.
So I'd have to, like, close the blinds and be like, oh, no, this guy's coming.
There's got to be more prizes at the
landowners. Make eye contact with him after the fact?
Yeah, there was a couple times I'd be cutting the lawn and be like, hi, hey.
Hey.
Hey, weird guy.
Hey, you need a lawnmower? Take it.
What are you going to do with those clippings?
Yeah, yeah. Can I borrow those? I want to turn her into Swamp Thing.
It's really for the trash bags. It's
for the trash bags. I want to cover her in lawn shavings.
It's so hot.
Yeah. Mm. It was sad. I mean, he's a nice guy. I hope he doesn't watch this show. Otherwise, I have a feeling I'm going to go home to dead pets.
Driving in front of your house again.
Yeah, it's oof. We can see you have a new program coming out. I like to call things programs or stories.
Is this a film?
Programs, yes. It's a documentary that is out on YouTube and also Amazon. It's called One for the Road. It's a documentary on the Irish comedy tour. One of our guys on the tour, Mike Malone, did a fantastic job putting this thing together. It was his brainchild, and we shot the whole thing with one camera, and we kind of covered the entire tour. It's a big behind-the-scenes look at how the whole thing was put together and what goes on the road. So it's fun.
It looks really high quality, like the camera work.
He did a really, really nice job with it. He really just did a fantastic job putting the whole thing together. So, and yeah, he covered the whole tour, which is almost a month. So he had to chop up all that stuff. And
that's a lot of footage. A
lot of footage.
Is there hijinks?
Of course.
Bamboozles?
There's hijinks. There's bamboozles. There's a guy taking a fridge.
Hogwash?
With his dead Playboy model daughter in it.
Let's go to the Wheel of News.
Oh, Wheel of News.
This goes any farther. This poor bastard.
We're going to decapitate
return.
That right there.
Yes, we're going to slit that right in the throat.
Popular demand. Return by popular demand. The Wheel of News. It is a wheel. It is a of
fancy
news. We're going to spin it, and we're going to talk about whatever it lands on.
That looks like McLowry up there on the top.
It did, it, yeah.
Yeah, for it's Rainn second. Wilson, so kind of.
Like if McLowry fell out of a helicopter.
Yes. And
landed on Ken.
Yes.
Well, maybe
that's true.
That's pre-show conversation you don't even know about. You want to wait? You please. You take it away.
No, no, you already started.
I presented it.
Who am I? You do it.
You're Dave.
You do it. Oh, we're already spinning it.
All right, here we go.
Uh-oh.
What is it? I can't see. Rainn Wilson. What happened to Rainn Wilson?
Rainn Wilson.
Oh, man. He got pranked.
He's the actor who played Dwight on The Office. Oh, if you don't know, he has a new book out actually called Soul Boom. That
House
people,
of a Thousand Corpses?
Yeah, dude, that's he's great
so
in that.
Him, he was really good.
Him and Chris
Hardwick.
Hardwick. Thank
yes,
you.
That is right.
He's good in that movie. I actually really like him. He didn't even really get a giant break until he was about 40 on The Office. And his book is pretty darn good. It's called Soul Boom. And anyway, he was recently punked by a fan, and he doesn't want others to copy the idea and take it too far. In an Instagram post, Wilson said, "This is what happens when I ordered room service at my hotel. Do you have a pic? There you go. They, my fear is that I won't be able to go anywhere without stuff being put in Jell-O. I'll go to my, wow, what a hellish life that must be. Oh, man, somebody reminded me of the $1 billion I made on The Office. Please don't do this. I'll go to Valet Park, and then my car keys will be put in Jell-O. Another horrible, man, can you imagine? And I'll
it's
go
like
to
being
the,
on Gaza I gotta, Strip.
I gotta, no. pull the, gotta pull the key fob of my Ferrari out of a lime Jell-O mold.
Oh, boy, it's like,
tragic.
It's making sure your baby's alive. And I'll go to the baseball game, and the baseball will be in Jell-O. Oh, God. What? Oh, I know, right?
Is he talking about throwing the first pitch on a baseball field? Like not, a normal person
why would it
relate
be,
to?
I'm not sure a baseball would be in Jell-O for any reason.
Because Jell-O takes time to harden up.
Well, what would it matter if it was?
I know.
Even if there was Jell-O on it, you could still hit it.
Yeah.
It's pretty mild, you know.
But why would he have it if you're at a baseball game?
I don't know.
Anyway, and he wrote, and the list goes on. Well, that's just two examples. So I hope it's just two shitty examples.
The many other examples have. I have of things that could be put in Jell-O.
Yeah, I have, you know, if I'm at a baseball game or I valet park, the two things that I do.
Yes.
The others, I mean, I also order room service. So please, if I'm valet parking or doing room service, don't prank me. I can't take it.
Who has Jell-O on hand anymore?
A hospital where I hope he ends up for writing this.
Exactly. Trying to get more Jell-O, like more things put into Jell-O, because like he posted it, but like that's going to happen now.
Well, now this is all it's going to happen.
Dryside effect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You say don't do that. The internet's like, we're going to do that.
Which is why I think
we're
he did it.
We're doing it so hard.
I think he did it for that reason.
Oh, he wants the Jell-O.
He wants somebody at a Rangers game to give him Jell-O and a baseball or something.
He's got a Jell-O fetish.
A Jell-O fetish.
He wants more Jell-O.
He wrote, because he also wrote, that's all, unless it's edible. I will eat my weight in Jell-O.
That's a promise.
Well, he's just asking for Jell-O now.
Yeah, I he think just really this, wants the Jell-O.
I think this is, what do you call it?
Untoward.
Isn't Jell-O like 26 Verse. Cents for a box of it?
Look. 1956.
Yeah.
Derek.
Try now.
When was the last time you bought Jell-O?
Yeah.
Never.
In the Biden economy?
Never.
No. It's $31.
Should we spin the wheel again?
Yes.
Okay.
What do we have here? Bitch? Oh, it's that Jerry. Is that young man is Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, I thought it was right. Bon Jovi.
Who did I? I did not.
The arrow points to Bon Jovi, but the thingy thing points to Ellen DeGeneres.
It's between Bon Jovi and Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah. There we go. All right, it's okay. Bon Jovi.
There we go.
I couldn't tell the difference. I'm not kidding.
I thought it was a woman. I thought it was a woman.
Well, they both...
Bon Jovi sucks, by the way.
They both look like combined, like they own a lesbian bookstore. Yeah. They should go in on
my
one.
My two moms.
Hi, welcome to Ellen Jovi's.
Mm.
We have coffee and books. We're not very nice to the customers, according to our reviews online.
Could say we're jaded.
He's just playing acoustic guitar in the corner in Birkenstocks.
Playing one of Dead or Alive?
Yeah. Dead or Alive.
Oh, God.
It's a song about her former producer
trying to get you to try almond milk.
She's dancing to the awful. Just... She's like soft shoeing to him playing Dead or Alive. Her playing.
Yeah, it's
Dead or Alive. But it's the coffee house version.
Yes. Yes.
I
she could be playing bongos on this one.
It has to be more sad. Take the happiest song ever, put it in a coffee house, and you want to kill yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Be in a coffee house.
We'll make it.
You want to kill yourself.
Oh, living on a prayer. Take my hand. We'll make. Oh, we have a customer.
What book? Get out!
What book would you have?
Yes. Trying to sing in here.
I'm sorry, you want a what? Mein Kampf? See, all everybody comes and asks for a hateful book.
Oh my god.
Okay, would you want that hardcover? They have it.
Mussolini's biography?
Okay, okay, we can get here for you.
The whole room dedicated to.
Autographed? I don't have that.
Let me check our other location.
Yes. Yeah. It's four blocks over. Yes. In a dog park. Oh, they made
so Bon Jovi. What is he doing?
Oh,
he's a little F boy.
Oh, who
we
knew?
We got a clip.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so Bon Jovi admitted to indulging a bit in his rock star lifestyle.
What?
What's stunning?
Hold on, wait. Bon Jovi.
Cancel.
Wait, so he had sex with women?
That's he's saying.
This lesbo?
Let's go. Play the clip.
I'm a rock and roll star. I'm not a saint. You know, I'm not saying that there weren't 100 girls in my life. I'm John Bon Jovi. It was pretty good.
Wow.
Only
this economy.
Only 100. I mean, come on. Do you think he's lowballing it?
Yeah. Trump overvalued his property. Bon Jovi's way undervaluing his.
Yeah. It's a female thing to do, though.
Because
isn't
that
the ratio?
He's been married for, like, ever. Like, he got married or hooked up with his girl back in 1980, his high school sweetheart.
That's how long they've been together?
Well, yeah. They were dating, I think, back when he first broke.
Oh, that guy's been. That guy's been.
Yeah, he's
been
married for 35 years.
D-ing down the
good
girls
for him,
at State Fairgrounds for years.
That's pretty good.
But for him to say 100, I've had 100 women. That's warrant numbers.
He has.
Yes. That's faster pussycat
maybe
numbers.
He had sex.
That's not Bon Jovi numbers.
That's warrant's opener numbers. What were you saying?
I was going to say maybe he had sex 100 times.
Ever?
Yeah.
Man, there's no way. Yeah, I guarantee. He's had. I bet you he has 100 kids he doesn't know about just in New Jersey. It's Bon Jovi. Like, if, like him or not.
Yeah.
Like, he was mega famous.
He was pulling in the poon, for sure.
Just think of this. Think of the sheer numbers. I mean, you're playing a show at the Meadowlands.
Thousands.
Which has got a hold, maybe 70,000 on the low end for a concert. Or a soccer stadium in Rio, you know.
Yeah.
In South America.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where they're not even shy about sexuality.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And all you want to do is grab that weave.
Yeah.
Grab that fine mane of golden girl hair.
Even now at age, what is he, 58? How old is he now?
Oh, he's got to be in his
60s.
Yeah. 88.
Something like that.
74 years old.
Just play a sheer numbers game. You're at the Meadowlands. Say you have 70,000 people, there's say 35,000 women.
Right.
Of those,
62.
Of those,
say 20,000 would easily want to have sex with Bon Jovi.
That's how
20,000. So then you go, of that percentage, how many would be hot enough for him to entertain that thought? Mm. So say 10,000.
Right.
It's one show, one night.
One.
Yeah.
Come on.
But maybe he's maybe he can only go once. And maybe he's not in the mood. Let's say there's a good
what if he's got a headache.
Yeah, well, there's a nice lasagna spread.
Maybe he's not in the mood. Yes, because you're Bon Jovi.
Maybe
in your heyday. You finish up a show, you're like, ah!
It's on his rider. He's like, John, lasagna.
John, there's 3,000 women out here.
I've never imagined walking off stage as a rocker who's been running around all night in leather pants.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the moment the girl's like, ooh. Right now, when I can get that man musk just ripping.
If he's wearing undertack.
Well, you're going to
no
be
way.
Fine.
Yeah, you'd be
fresh as a daisy.
You're going to be like, did you just get out of the shower?
Exactly.
But this was not. It was the 80s, so it just... Yeah.
It just
it's all just like
it just fermented
mushed up in there, you know. Yeah.
It was like black, black mold under the water heater that goes in your body. Right. Yeah.
There was a lot of cocaine in the 80s though. So maybe that had
you're right.
Yeah.
You didn't smell it.
Okay.
Yeah, even though it smelled like it had been in the trunk of a 83 Volvo.
Yeah.
Say Volvo?
Like I said, 83 Volvo. Like that would be the typical cocaine car.
No, the typical cocaine car would probably be a Cadillac Fleetwood.
I was going to say Cadillac. Yeah.
Definitely the Fleetwood. Mm-hmm. In fact, I know for a fact that Don Gooley Cadillac in Detroit, Michigan, the reason why you had to start paying for cars with some sort of a paper trail is because so many drug dealers were buying Cadillacs with cash, it became absurd that they were like, well, who bought the car? And they're like, I don't know. They just came in with cash.
How much are those now on the retail? You think we can get one for like...
Didn't you have a
25?
My mom had a Fleetwood from Don Gooley Cadillac.
Which she bought with cash.
I'm not kidding.
Her lucrative cocaine operation.
Yes,
we should call it the normal world mobile.
Yeah.
I'm going to look this up.
I debated buying a Fleetwood. Did I show you
that? Yes, you did.
And it had an actual winged hood ornament.
Yes, it did.
It had breasts on it.
That's a badass looking car.
I know. And I found
out. Show me pictures of that. There was that one in the Eldorado that you were looking at.
Uh-huh. Ooh. And I went and looked back, and it was $8,500, and I almost, but I didn't. But maybe. It's a sexy car.
What year? What's the best year?
For a Fleetwood?
Yeah.
Probably, I'd say, maybe, I'm going to go 88.
88?
87. Uh-huh. Or a 93 when it was absurdly big. I mean, that's for like the newer years.
$7,400.
Let me see.
$7,400.
Yeah, that's the
Yeah.
It's absurd how big that is.
Massive. It's a boat.
Yeah. And that's what they were buying. They were like, I sold a bunch of coke. Give me that giant car so I can get away with it.
Hanging out.
It's like such a heavy car. You can't run away from the cops.
No, that was what I loved about that. That wasn't for getting away from the cops. That was for paying them off.
Confidence.
That was for stopping
you. That was for driving through roadblocks is what that was for.
Yeah, that's true. They're not even going to try to put a... it's for running through barricades. Mm-hmm.
Bulldozer. Is it my turn?
To flip?
Yeah.
Who were we talking about?
Bon Jovi and him having sex with
Bon Jovi and Ellen a little.
Should we talk about Ellen?
Sure.
Do you want to talk about her?
Oh, hey. She's right there.
Let's roll it.
Doink.
You gotta cut to it.
We can always come back to Ellen. Click.
Oh, hey, it's Ellen.
Ellen. Tell us about Ellen. What's going on?
What's going on with Ellen?
God, I hit my teeth.
All right.
No.
What did you do?
Did you hurt yourself?
I hit my teeth with this porcelain.
A lot.
I have big teeth. All right.
You do not. Don't hurt your mouth.
I try not to.
You put it on him.
Do not hurt your whore mouth.
See that picture?
Your dirty whore mouth. Don't do it.
Look at that picture. It looks like Ringo if he died. Like if he went and got. What do you call it? My brother had those awful things. Highlights.
Yeah.
And my brother has red frosted hair, tips. And when he got frosted tips in high school, it was hilarious.
Frosted.
Everybody had them. You know
what? What is that?
Oh, yeah.
Is that her?
I like
is that her junk?
What?
Her legs are crossed.
It's her knee.
Well, she's.
I mean, look at her massive. Yeah, I mean, come on, give me some slack.
Well, that's her doing stand up while sitting. It's innovative.
Ah.
You see, she's sitting down because she's being mean to the audience.
If you're mean when you're sitting down, it doesn't hurt as bad.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Because society's given her a spanking.
Yes, they have.
While performing.
Who doesn't need a good societal spanking?
Every once in a while.
You know?
Yeah.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
While performing the opening night, at the opening night of her show, Ellen's Last Stand-Up Tour. Okay.
Wait, is that her name? That's the name of the...
Up
Ellen's
tour.
Last Stand.
Oh.
Up Tour.
Clever.
Yes.
So it's Ellen's Last Stand, ...
Up Tour.
Yeah.
I don't understand. At Largo in Los Angeles, the former daytime host joked about getting kicked out of show business for being mean. Oh, good. DeGeneres also addressed how the public cancellation took a toll on her ego. Okay.
Good.
That's hilarious.
Yes. It really hurt.
Is this more Hannah Gatsby comedy? Is that what this is?
I would assume.
God.
Maybe just without the lesson. I don't know. I mean, she really, I mean, you can't expect her to be nice.
Yeah, I get that. It's show business. She's got to like.
You got to have some ego.
Got to tell people what to do and whatnot.
Yeah, but I don't know if it did. I don't think she lost that many fans.
You don't think so?
No.
I thought like her whole persona was like happiness and like being kind and all that stuff. I feel like a lot of like.
I think
cat moms, you know, drinking a lot of wine are like, oh, wait, I thought we were talking about being kind.
Oh, you mean, sorry.
Oh, you're right.
We have to beep that
out. We have to beep that out, please. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we have time to beep that out.
Yes.
Rules for me and not for
you. Damn right.
Beep it out. All right.
We will.
Ellen, okay.
Ellen DeLandau, whatever.
Okay, you think of a better word. You think of a better word for judgy wine moms who sit around their house all day and go like, "I thought she was supposed to be nice. What? I think the cleaning lady's stealing money from me."
I think you're right. I don't think she lost any audience members because inside they're all that way and they're like, "Right, wait, she's right."
Yeah. Anybody like that's too like kindness and love and all that kind of stuff, like it, I am suspicious.
Sus.
And that guy from Queer Eye recently, the same thing, you know, the long haired guy.
Yeah.
The one that wears dresses?
JVN. Yeah. Yeah. I don't
know. That guy.
Yeah. Same thing. Suspicious.
Wait, is he horrible?
Yeah. Apparently he's a horrible person behind the scenes. There was like this whole article that came out about it.
A gay man caddy?
Can you imagine?
What are you talking about?
Like insulting you?
Stop being ridiculous.
Yeah, Ellen, who had, you know, she was known to be for being kind. I don't need to read more. We already went into that. So, yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
Well, there was the issues behind the scenes with what several employees that said they were fearing taking medical leave for risk of being penalized.
Yeah.
Facing retribution for raising complaints, among other allegations. That almost sounds like someone else's former employer here.
I don't know what you're talking about, obviously.
He's talking about my boss at the Burger King that he's working at.
That guy was an a-hole.
Why was he like that?
Complete POS.
He just got off on the power, I think.
It sounds like my boss at Dairy Queen, who thought she was the Dairy Queen of England. I said it, Rhonda.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Fucking bitch. I said it. Beep that out. Let one out, Angela. We got time to beep it. Let it out.
Yep. Let it out.
I feel like we're on the talk right now.
You're on the talk. It's ghetto view.
Yeah, you say it, girl. You say it.
Mm, girl. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking downtown.
Oh, that's the tea.
Live from
our
studios in Compton.
That's my favorite Simpsons ever. Mm. As long as he a stud where he count, I'm talking downtown. And then the end of the episode, I'm talking downtown. Anyway.
The wheel.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's only, is there one more topic?
Then we should just do the talk.
We should, yeah.
Yes.
Or the reel.
The reel?
The reel.
Where they have,
have
teardrop tattoos under their eyes. I cut it off.
That means that you kill somebody, right?
I cut it off.
What you cut off?
No, they do. I cut his thing off.
Oh, were you a doctor?
Yeah, I am a doctor. What are you going to cheat on me? I cut it off.
Oh.
I put it in his mouth while he sleep.
Well, he identify as a woman?
Yeah, well, he will.
My first word was John Bobbitt.
Yeah.
Legitimately.
Oh.
That's right. I threw it in the field.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
So that's not cool, dude.
That would suck to find it in a field where the, you know, ants got on it.
Oh, yeah.
Crickets.
A little nibbled.
They put it back on.
I know, they saw it. And then he made a porno.
Yeah.
Ah!
Afterwards. Yeah.
You can see it?
A real Franken porno.
Did you see it?
Mm-hmm.
I think I saw it. Yeah, I'm sure
I did. Out of just curiosity.
Yeah, because it was in the 90s, yeah.
Like those chicks with two heads on.
Yeah.
You know, they did it, too.
Yeah, you got
it. Ones that got married recently, they did one.
Yeah, but they
didn't see that though.
They did?
No.
Yeah, they did.
They made a porno?
I don't think they did.
So.
Look it up.
Are you sure?
Look it up. They
are you sure?
I'm pretty sure
Cronenberg didn't just make a movie about that.
A Videodrome. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
That was called, what was that, Crimes of the Future?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure about that one.
Ask Jeeves it.
You can ask Jeeves.
I don't think I'll get through to Jeeves.
Safe searching search. That. Safe search.
Yeah,
off
safe search.
The with incognito on.
Run in here. And we'll just all be like,
what are they typing in conjoined twin form? Like, what?
I think that's what you look up.
Yeah.
There's no other
that's
way.
How you get down that rabbit hole.
The porn block.
That's the least offensive thing in porn history.
You can't watch porn in Texas.
Oh, yeah, you can watch porn in Texas, I've been told.
Oh.
Just send me the link later.
I've not seen it.
But you were talking like you had.
I don't know if they. I think they're too sweet to make a porn. Those gals. I think maybe that was another set of conjoined twins.
Now they're married, which is nice.
Are there a couple? There's got to be another set out there somewhere.
Oh, maybe.
It's probably like a real slutty set.
Ooh,
doing the walk of shame every night. Whatever they
talk about twins, you know.
It would suck if one was a whore.
The responsible one, lecturing the other one. Walking down a sidewalk with a dress tattered and...
Yeah.
And I wish you would stop giving me HPV.
Yeah, I know. The one's just getting the diseases, but completely like, this is absurd. I'm trying to live a good life.
How come you keep infesting our love canal over and over again?
We're never going to have a baby if you keep getting our ovaries scooped out.
Why do you keep taking me to these Las Vegas Raiders parties?
Can you imagine anything dirtier than a Las Vegas Raiders party?
Nope.
Just the name. Oh,
Raiders.
My Lord.
Nope.
Raid her. Yeah, alone. Yeah. Las Vegas Raider. Spelled R-A-I-D.
Hyphen. H-E-R. Or like Ellen's last special. R-A-I-D.
I don't know.
I thought she may have found the video.
No, I told you I can't find the video.
I think she's upset with my mouth today.
Look here,
no, I'm
Chad.
Not. He was
you
just
know
staring
I'm
at
right.
Me.
You know I'm right, Chad.
I want to say
two
hitting
bitches
stuff.
In the chat.
You got to beep that out now.
I will beep it out. I'll be very busy.
You got to beep that out.
Who you got to beep out?
I said it.
She said the C word. Excuse me. This is the Blaze. We allow men to speak like that.
What are you doing?
The fact that you can even vote is offensive.
That's
here.
That's disgusting.
Repeal the 19th.
If we wanted your opinion, we'd beat it out of you.
Just go make us a sandwich.
I like tuna.
Okay.
Then I like to eat it sideways by eyeballing coworkers.
Is there another way to eat it?
What, you don't eat tuna like that? Like a complete piece of shit?
Sorry. Sideways.
Sideways. And it just keeps dripping down.
Look.
Yeah. It's not...
And it's male coworkers?
Yes. Oh, this is great.
Guys, you're just over his shoulder. Hey.
You eating a tuna sandwich sideways in front of Glenn.
Just licking it out of the bread like that?
through a clear glass. Through a see-through glass door, not saying anything. Just, yeah. What you guys doing?
I think we should make that into a commercial for Normal World.
Yeah.
You just do that, and that's just the commercial. It's Normal World.
That's it.
Yeah. What's he doing? He's having lunch.
Snack time.
Is that normal?
Yeah. Perfect commercial right there.
Mm-hmm. Man enjoying a tuna fish sandwich.
Nothing wrong with him.
Nope.
A little bit of protein. Yeah.
He's just trying to keep his eye on the ball.
That's right. Aware.
That's all I'm driving at.
That's right, Derek.
Let's try this. Mm. Uh-oh.
What is it? I can't see.
I can't see it either. It's like a book.
You know what it is?
What?
It's Undertak.
Undertak? People are going to love it when it's a...
Got it!
Uh-oh.
Right. Number one right there, Undertak, right off the top. Do you guys like wearing comfortable underwear?
I do.
Absolutely.
Some people don't even know the possibilities of comfortable underwear.
What about the hoodie you're wearing right now?
This hoodie right now is so comfortable. I've washed it. You know, I was kind of concerned when I got it. I was like, you know, hoodies, sometimes they feel nice, and then you wash them, and they're all...
Hilly.
Yeah, and you get all those little beads on them. Nope. Totally fine, super comfortable. But if you want to have your underwear feeling so nice, feel like a little cloud down there.
Yeah.
Not in a sexual way. Just in a positive
like
way.
Like a cloud in your pants.
Yeah, just in a really positive way.
On a pilly hoodie?
No.
A pilly like a medicine cabinet?
No, you're pilly
like,
underwear.
You want like angel wings flapping on your sack-a-doodle-do.
That's right.
Pilly
nether
like
regions,
your cousin
never
before
felt so
you
nice.
Hit her with Narcan on Thanksgiving?
Mm-mm.
You want it. Sorry, that was too close to home and personal. But I'm just saying, you don't want it pilly.
Yeah.
You want it comfy. Yeah. You want it up, like it's just been hit with Narcan and brought back to life and comfy.
You want it moisture wick.
In a chair where it's breathing.
Yeah. Exactly like that. Or antibacterial.
Yes, antibacterial.
Clean up the mess.
Where there, like it's clean, like it just got back from rehab.
Yeah.
And it's not filled with pills.
An innovative pocket.
Not on the
opens
streets.
Like this.
Huh?
You need to pee pee. You did the pee pee.
Being a dirty, dirty. All right, listen. Sorry, cousin. Undertech.com.
That's Undertech.com.
That's Undertech.
I'm sorry, but you're right. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Oh, hey,
I was just
look.
Saying that I enjoy the fact that it's a very clean and comfortable product that wicks moisture and dirtiness off of me.
Oh, yeah. I'm wearing them right now.
I'm actually wearing them right now, too. I'm not even joking. It's got a cool skull on it. And when you put them on,
true.
Actually, I'm not kidding. They're so comfy, I fall asleep better when I wear them at night.
Mm.
Legit, it doesn't feel like I'm not wearing any underwear. It feels like I'm wearing the best underwear.
That's actually the best way I've ever heard it said. Because it feels like it's like silk, but better. Because once you wash silk, it's not really great.
Right.
So once you wash this, it's somehow better. And you go to bed thinking, what is this around me?
What is this?
Is it an angel wing? I don't know what it's made of. It might be an angel wing.
Could be. It's wicking the evil out of you.
That's correct.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a busy set of underwear.
That's the thing. It is wicking the evil out of me because I don't want to take them off.
See?
No bad thoughts.
No.
So get 20% off site-wide when you use offer code NORMAL20. That's normal 20.
That's right.
At undertech.com.
Oh, look at those.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm wearing the green ones.
Ooh. So am I.
Ooh.
Twinsies.
I will.
Right now, check it.
Oh.
Right there.
Sweet baby Jesus.
That's right. Undertech.
Is this happening? Okay.
Oh, what? I don't believe you.
All right.
Well, I don't believe you. You're wearing inferior underwear, I guess.
No, I'm wearing Undertech. I always wear Undertech.
Spin
I order
the
them from the website.
Oh, spin the wheel.
Different name.
We just got to get out of this Undertech.
I bought so many underwears, dude.
Because I don't know how to talk about it.
I'm sorry they don't make female underwear.
They really should.
Hey, you know what? Nobody says you can't wear them.
That's true.
Except
that's
true. You.
That's true.
So maybe you should, baby.
Can I borrow some of y'all's?
Yeah. I'll autograph them too.
Okay.
What's left? We got them.
We got to get something.
There's two more on there. There's two more on there.
Oh, there are two, yeah.
Okay, so here's what we got. Some lady.
That's the end of the world, I think.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
So. Well, that would make sense because I wrote it.
Yeah, let's just go. Let's
just the other one.
Yeah, right
there. There we go. Old Nessie.
Old Nessie.
Old Nessie.
What's up with Nessie?
Old Nessie.
Old Nessie. People still think Nessie's real.
You don't?
I don't think. No. I think Bigfoot's real more than Nessie's
That's
real.
That's insanity.
Bigfoot's
real. You talking
real.
About insanity? Bigfoot's a big ape.
I've fed Bigfoot. I know he's real.
What?
I gave him a cheeseburger in 1999.
Where was this?
It was in northern Michigan.
Holy crap. We need to go there.
I was on LSD, but I have three friends that can prove it.
Okay. Were they also on LSD?
Yes. But you ran up while we were barbecuing.
We do need to check it out, though.
And we were all scared, so we threw it a cheeseburger, and it ate it. And
I hooked up with Bigfoot in northern Michigan.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That could have been anyone.
Yep. That was just her name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, it's this giant Saint Bernard ran up.
It was a giant Saint Bernard.
We threw it a bit. We were like, we go, Sasquatch. I yelled at Sasquatch. And my friend goes, S word. Then I got to beep that one. And then threw the cheeseburger and the thing came up, jumped up and ate it. And then we were playing with it. And the guy came in and was like, oh, Beth, there you are. And we were like, oh, he named the Sasquatch Beth.
After a horrible kiss song.
Yeah, and then he's like, yes, that's what it was after. And he's like, hey, you didn't feed her. We're like, no, nope.
Was Beth the gal you hooked up with in northern Michigan?
Beth.
I just called her Bigfoot.
It was either a St. Bernard or his wife, it being northern Michigan.
Acceptable.
Couldn't tell.
Any arena.
We're joking. If you're from there, you know why we're making the joke. It's your face.
It's clad in Duluth Trading Company attire.
Yes, wearing...
What's wrong with Duluth?
It's nothing.
No, it's fine. Duluth...
It's like the official apparel of Northern Michigan.
Actually, have you been to Duluth, Minnesota?
No.
There's a lot. I'll start. One time I was in Duluth, Minnesota, and a guy came up to me yelling at me, which is funny because it being Duluth, Minnesota, it's mostly white people. But he was very upset that they were building, quote, a honky rink.
What?
Like a
yeah.
Skate.
Yeah, like they were building a hockey rink, but he was very upset and calling it a honky rink.
I'm always going
to
call it that.
Yeah. I'm going to go to a place called honky rink.
I mean, it's a bunch of white dudes playing.
That's like roller derby.
It was hilarious.
That's hysterical.
We were shooting pool waiting to go perform at the club, but the dude was going off. He's like, it's your fault to build in a honky rink. I'm like, sir, I don't live here, but I do like the name.
Honky is my absolute favorite racial slur of all time.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Honky. Great.
It's just fun to say honky.
I have a hoodie I've worn on this show that says, shut up, honky.
Yeah.
No, honky is by far my favorite.
And no one's offended by it.
Nobody cares. It's fun.
Certainly not us honkies.
Yeah.
It depends. I mean, if you're getting hurt while someone's yelling it, it stings
it
a bit.
Well, yeah.
Ever been hit with a windshield wiper and being robbed while someone yells honky? It hurts.
All right. Well, now that you put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if it's done playfully.
You mean slightly spanking you with a windshield wiper?
Yeah. I'm just saying all words can sting if they're used in a certain context.
Okay.
That's true.
That's why we're here to talk to you about hate speech.
Yeah.
Only use it when you mean it.
That's it.
I'm going to put it.
Please, you would.
Now that we have the time to do it.
Make sure it hurts.
Bling, bling.
Honky rink. And then you can put brought to you by honky rink.
Yeah.
I will.
And then just show a white guy dancing at a wedding. Like, yeah.
I want to get a video of you with your captain's hat and your ascot.
Oh, I'll send you that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have a video. I definitely have pictures, though.
We'll make it dance.
I don't dance.
You don't dance?
Oh, hell no.
You could dance if you want to.
I know, but I can. I'd have to leave my friends behind.
Well, if they don't dance, then.
Yeah, they're no friends of mine.
I think you showed me the picture of you in a captain's hat and an ascot.
I'm sure I've showed
it. It's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's very nice.
I have also very high socks, and I walked around the entire resort in Jamaica like that.
Yeah, it was a destination wedding or something like that, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yeah. Yeah. My friend's wife got drunk and went into the ocean, I think, to kill herself. It was funny.
Wow. Did it work?
No, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. It would have been better.
You mean the one who just got married?
No. They were fine.
In that ocean, could they find Loch Ness?
You know what? I don't think so. It wasn't Loch Ness.
Oh, well, yeah, that's right. They're very specific.
But they say that this will be the 90th anniversary of Sir Edward Mountain's expedition.
Oh,
that's his name.
Is that the porno that Angela's searching right now?
That is my favorite actor.
Edward Mountains, starring with the conjoined twins.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sir Edward Mountain.
Are you now?
Yes. This is my wife, Donna Mountain.
She's huge.
Yes. She has wonderful mountains.
Yes.
And a tasty valley.
Would you like to go between her mountains?
But under a hidden
right
valley.
Where the lock is.
But under the Hidden Valley Ranch?
Yes.
Gross.
No.
These are my mountains. The Loch Ness Center. Wow.
There's a center?
It's a science center. Wait, have you stopped getting drunk, Scotland? The Loch Ness Center is urging NASA to lend its...
Oh my, you gotta be kidding me.
Nope, is urging...
this is the one I just don't believe. I don't believe it.
Oh my
lord.
I don't
believe it.
Is
like, if there's a dinosaur that lasted this long, it wouldn't be in a lock. I feel like it'd be at the bottom of like the ocean or something.
I would
feel... Mariana's Trench. That's where it'd be.
Yeah, I'm with you. I feel that there's a better chance that there would be a dinosaur than NASA saying yes to this.
Yeah.
Nessie Association of
NASA.
Searching.
Yeah.
Around,
yes. They would like NASA to lend its expertise in this new hunt for the legendary creature. Also, it's very old. I don't know what a dinosaur's... life expectancy was.
Right.
I would imagine it wasn't that much.
Yeah.
Probably meteor. Take that. Cat in the hat.
Zing.
All right. So Amy Todd from the Loch Ness Center said, "We're hoping that Nessie hunters around the world will help us reach the people of NASA through social media." Great. We're hoping to bully them into their expert guidance to help with our ongoing quest to get answers.
And if you don't help us search for Nessie, you're racist.
Yep.
Yeah. I hope it turns out like the Flat Earth documentary where he set up the experiment and he went through all the process to be like, look, there's a laser, it's going to go through, and if it doesn't show up on this side, then we know that it's a flat earth. And then he does it, and then it shows up on the other side, and he's like, credits. That's how it has to be. Just like that.
Yeah, they're like, we've gone through the whole lock and nothing.
Yeah, it's a
bunch of bodies.
Yeah.
A lot of people there. A lot of suicides in this very dark part of the
because it's rainy. It's a lot of rain up there.
Very depressing.
Very depressing place.
Alcoholism.
Yeah. They don't like it when you call it a lake, also, we figured out.
Really?
Yeah. They're like, it's a lock. And then you look up the definition of lock, and it's like lake.
It's lake.
Yeah. Because, yeah, a locks come with bagels.
Yeah.
The good ones do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Free Palestine.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm so glad that you went to other people with the camera. So anyway, May 18th, you can see me as soon as I find my cards.
Right there on the front.
I need to play some.
May 18th in Henderson.
Thank you, sir. Here. Kentucky.
Yeah.
At the Preston Arts Center. And then May 24th, 25th in Fort Myers, Florida. And then I'll be in Cleveland, Ohio, May 31st through June 1st with my voice getting higher. And then in August or September, if you go to DaveLanna.com, we're going to be in North Carolina, me and Derek, at the Comedy Zone in Charlotte.
Nice read.
That was good.
Yeah.
Thank you both very much.
I'm like Mariah Carey.
Very nice, yeah.
Thank you both.
And I'll be with you in at the Alberta Bear Theater in Billings, Montana, May 11th.
That's right. Billings, Montana. What are you guys doing? You come out.
Yeah.
Come out.
There's no rodeos.
Fun. It's a fun time. It's a good time. It's a good show.
Celebrate good times. Come out. It's for menstruation.
Oh.
Is that not the words?
Yes. It's exactly the words.
Basically the words.
Isn't there a commercial that does that now? And it's like, it's got wings for when you bury it all over your car.
What?
Is that not true?
That brings us to
into the world.
Sorry. South Dakota governor and possible Trump running mate, Kristi Noem. Is that right?
Yes.
We
talked about it.
No.
Talked about it last week.
Oh, that's right. Came under fire after she shared in her memoir that she shot her puppy because it was untrainable. Good God.
There's more to this story.
Followed by...
Talk about it.
I know. Follow, when you read it again, you get, you know... Followed by killing her goat because it was mean. What other things do you think she would have killed, and why would she have killed them? QB.
She sucker punched a Clydesdale because it smelled of weed.
Oh, that makes sense.
I don't understand why she didn't know.
She's the one blowing
dreadlocks.
The weed.
All Clydesdales get high.
That's true.
Come on.
Duh.
They are high. They're a big horse.
They're massive.
Yeah.
Angela.
She tongue punched a beaver because she's secretly lesbian.
What is tongue punch?
You know what it is.
It's enough to kill a beaver, friend.
Look it up.
Oh, okay.
My stars. Derek.
I'm gonna say she bludgeoned a catfish for being too many animals. Either you're a cat or you're a fish. Pick one.
Yeah. It's like a platypus. How the hell is that?
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're a mammal, but you lay eggs? Get out of here.
Rude.
Platypus is just nuts.
Should be extinct.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
And they're poisonous? Like, what? What's going on?
It's a no good animal.
No.
I'm going to say she microwaved her cat trying to make catfish sticks.
Oh. That was a beautiful set and a spike.
Yeah. Good night.
See you later. Like.
Bye.
Subscribe.